Yeah, wonderful. Look, it was only a few days that I, missed out on, but it felt like an eternity, and just thrilled that that we got all the formalities out of the way and the paperwork's all good. So yeah.
How do you feel about the fit and how have you acclimated to the way the Eagles do things so far?
Oh, look, I've enjoyed it so far. I mean, the staff and the players seem, they're great. So I don't think it's gonna be too hard to fit in, and it's camp. It's just like any other, team. It's the same deal. So we're just, just trying to get better, and I'm just really excited to get on the field again.
You've been able to wipe.
Yes. No, look, I'm just thrilled to have been given an opportunity, and especially when I got called up last week to come work out. That was, I was just thrilled to actually show off my stuff. I really didn't think that anyone was gonna, be making a call anytime soon. So to hear from Philadelphia was wonderful, and and I'm, sort of still sort of pinching myself that I'm actually here, but just really excited to have the opportunity. Yes and no. I mean, my agent and I have sort of, we discussed like we weren't gonna put out any sort of feels until I was sort of ready to go, and that really only came on the last few weeks. So we had been talking with Philadelphia for a little while, and they'd been keen to bring me in once I, felt like I was ready to show my stuff, and luckily it was I guess decent enough for them to have me come aboard.
And 90% back is where you are right now, is that right?
Look, thereabouts, yeah. My foot's pretty functional now, and I've got all the feeling back, so that's they're two big steps, and I've just got to sort of get back into the swing of kicking, which I haven't. Last month I've been kicking a little bit, but I need to obviously do a bit, fair bit more practice to get ready for the season.
What do you make of Coach April so far?
Yeah, he's lovely. Seems very positive, and he's always talking, and I think the guys, they obviously played very hard for him, and he's been doing it for a long time. So he's got a lot of respect, I think, just from, the number of years that he's been doing it, and he's obviously been doing it at a very good level. So look, I'm excited to work for him, and hopefully I can perform for him too. Yeah, look, I actually was working out with Sav for a couple of weeks in San Diego. He just flown back from Australia, so yeah, there's a bunch of us who will work out together. San Diego, sort of our little hub in the off season, with Darren Bennett still being down there from the San Diego Chargers. And yeah, look, it's Sav's a wonderful guy, still punting at a very high level, and he had a great year last year. So it's good to get work in with guys who are still at the top of their game.
Matt, do you think that the holding experience gives you an edge, if it comes down to you and Chaz and it's close? Do you think that's something that would help you out?
Oh, look, knowing that Chaz held last year for Alex, I don't think I can, I've got an edge over him in any, shape or form. I mean, he's, Alex is probably more, definitely more comfortable at the moment with Chaz holding. I just hope I can do a steady enough job, and, hopefully my holds are good enough, for Alex's liking.
Can you fill us in on the surgery itself, and how they found out finally?
Surgery.
I mean, what they had to do, or how they found out, what was wrong with you? Because I know it took them a while to figure that out.
Yeah, initially, the problem arose in October last year, and obviously, I played with it both, for the rest of the remainder of the season, but it actually wasn't discovered what it was until the end of January. So I had a cyst that was. A ganglion cyst, sounds gross and disgusting. It's really not. Just some fluid that it basically had found its way into a nerve, into my peroneal nerve, and basically shut down that nerve and gave me drop foot. So I had a neurosurgeon at the Mayo Clinic, Dr. Robert Spinner. He was the first one to sort of find it and went in and removed it. So. Ever since then, it's just been slowly coming back, and the nerves been, nerves take a little while to regenerate, but they do get back to, their previous form. So, it's time consuming, but you just got to be patient with it.
And I saw you punting with a brace on. Is that something that takes a little bit of getting used to?
That's what I played in last year, and I definitely needed that last year. I'm just comfortable, and now I'm just comfortable kicking with it at the moment. So I probably don't need it as much now. I don't obviously wear a brace walking around, but I'll still wear that. I imagine I'd wear that, for the games.
Yeah. Obviously, you had a chance to talk to Chas Henry today. What was that like? What did you guys say?
With Chas? Oh, look, I'm rooming with Chas. Yeah, Chas is, he's terrific. He had a solid rookie year, and I think competition brings out the best in everyone, and I'm just, I'm looking forward to seeing Chas improve and also myself get better, and that's sort of the name of the game in training camp.
Did you get your visa thing worked out?
Yeah, it's all worked
out. You're all legal.
I am. Fancy that.
So you'll be able to practice this afternoon?
I will be, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Was it tough getting all that? What did you have to do to get everything?
Basically the team are my sponsors, so I have to just, show proof to the U.S. government that that's the case and that they, that I have a contract with the team and so forth, so that ends up.
So do you have to go around to places yourself, or do you have somebody who does it, like a lawyer?
Look, I have an immigration attorney already. In hand, and she worked with the attorneys with the team, and next thing I knew, I was on a flight up to Ottawa. Okay. to get a new
why
visa.
Why Ottawa?
Oh, you have to. It's just part of the deal. You've got to leave the U.S. if you're changing visa status. So, either Ottawa because it's closest.